We have an expert. Dan Spuler is Director of Industry Affairs at the Blockchain Association. In other words, crypto expert. Dan, thank you so much for being with us, GMI Studios. How are you?
No, I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me, Jack.
Where are you from physically? Where are you joining us from?
Well, I'm calling you from Washington, D.C.
Sorry about that, Dan. No, I'm kidding. Hey, Dan, I'll be honest with you. Tell us about the Blockchain Association. I know a little bit about the blockchain technology, but you're a premier crypto organization. I want to be totally candid with you, Dan. Over the last year or two, mainly I'm going to blame it on my son-in-laws. They kind of got me into crypto because I believe in it. I understand the digital finance stuff. I can see the blockchain technology, which is better than most bank technology as a customer. And I really believe in it because they can't be controlled and it's pure market driven. So I'm not heavy into it, but I think it's a good thing. And I know that some pro athletes have even opted to have their salaries paid in it. So I thought this thing was going to continue to really go. But as the overall economy and everything comes down, the markets, people's retirements, markets, you know, the wealth drain, I thought crypto would be a little inverse and be an alternative place for people to go. But I got to tell you, I'm a little concerned because everything's taking a hit now, including crypto. Am I correct?
Well, yes, it's taking a hit. I mean, listen, most of the high-risk assets, let's call them, are having a pretty bad year. And, you know, this week in particular, it's been rough for the crypto market. But, you know, we're long-term on this. This is a long-term play. But you got to look at the bigger, greater macroeconomic environment. I mean, you know, munis have had probably one of the worst years on record. The S&P is way down since World War II as of April. NASDAQ tech stocks. People are getting out of risk assets. And, you know, Bitcoin falls into that if you're looking at it from a digital asset perspective. Now, what we do at the Blockchain Association is we're a trade group. We're based in Washington. We represent the industry here in Washington, D.C., on Capitol Hill in front of regulators. Our members are those that are building in the crypto ecosystem. So this includes exchanges, wallets, stable coins, you know, the infrastructure behind it, and miners. And so we're growing really fast, and we're going to continue to grow because I think this is a long-term play. And your listeners, you know, we're excited to see more people get into it. You got some great folks running for office up there in New Hampshire, specifically focused on the crypto, the Bitcoin side. I mean, I think you got Bruce Fenton, you got Jeremy Kaufman, a few other candidates running for that Senate seat. And we're seeing that across the country. There's more and more candidates that are running for local, state, and federal office that are really excited about this.
Well, you know what? We had an expert on the show before, Dan, who would remind folks about your association, how they can go there and learn more. But we had a former, I forget, he's written a book, I think it's called The Crypto Daddy, and he's been on the show before. And as he pointed out, it wasn't many decades ago where online banking was not even here. In other words, you had to go to your bank, do a physical transaction. Mm-hmm. Young people today, it's all on the phone. I mean, young people today are on the phone. So I believe in the technology. I believe in the security of it, and I believe in the digital thing going forward. So I'm actually kind of bullish when I'm looking at these numbers, these values drop. Let's just take, like, for example, everyone knows about Bitcoin, but Ethereum. If you read about Ethereum and all the apps it supports, and they're doing a new kind of take at it, Ethereum 2, you look at that's down to, like, what, $1,100? And the prediction on Ethereum was supposed to end the year at, I don't know, what, $4,000 or $5,000. You know, it's probably what you'd say is a good buy right now. But what about some of the other cryptocurrencies that maybe are, you know, they're down to like pennies on the dollar. But do you believe it's still a Bitcoin, Ethereum thing? But, you know, you look at Shiba and all these other Bitcoin, you know, all these other things that have caught on. But what do you have to say about all the different currencies? And just to talk about Ethereum, does that have a future?
Well, most of them, I would say, don't. But certainly Ethereum certainly does. I mean, it's one of the biggest ones. It's one of the big ones. You know, we look at, there's over 19,000 plus cryptocurrencies over the last 10 years. You know, the vast majority of them aren't going to go anywhere. The ones that are going to stand the test of time are the ones folks need to pay attention to. Now, we've been through collapses before, and I've been through three of these cycles now, and a lot of them have been triggered by outside events. But this also represents a healthy cycle, and it's important for your listeners to know. You know, let's just go to memory lane. In 2013, you know, we had a collapse late 2013 triggered by an exchange, and then it plateaued for 2014, 2015, and most of 2016. Then we had 2017 roll around. There was another Bitcoin halving. It was a fantastic year. It was booming. And then there was another crash at the end of the year, and that was caused by various outside circumstances, some price manipulation around another stablecoin. But then after that, it plateaued in 2018, 2019, and early 2020. So now, and then there was another Bitcoin halving. So now here we are, 2022. The timing was right around that for a correction anyway, and then it was expedited by some of these outside factors, like recently the Terra Luna collapse. So I think it's, you know, this is a cycle.
When do you think, Dan, we're going to start to see some of the more traditional stable, you know, cryptocurrencies start to gain value again?
Well, it's hard to predict that, but if history is any predictor, you know, it's going to be it'll be plateaued for the next, you know, year or two. But that's not to say it's going to go down or up anymore. You know, to stabilize. I think it's pretty close to the bottom right now, to be honest with you, with Bitcoin and Ethereum. But folks now need to build. Folks now need to, like, get. This is where this is actually
where wealth can be made, right?
That's right. Yeah. If you're into the investment side, the speculative side, this is the time to, you know, really pay attention.
Dan Spiel, I appreciate it. Director, Industry Affairs at Blockchain Association. If people want to learn more about your association, Dan, what's the best way to do that?
Yes, come to our website. It's just theblockchainassociation.org, and then we're very active on Twitter. Happy to speak with anybody that's interested in learning more.